Hello and welcome to First Baptist Church. Today's speaker is Pastor Jeff Reynolds.
Let's pray together. Lord, you are good, and you are love, and you are light, and you are hope, and peace, and joy, and life. And so, Lord, tonight, as we run to your arms and as we rest in your embrace, we pray that you would speak to our hearts and draw us close and hold us near. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, I want to invite you to open your Bible to Ephesians chapter 3 for one of the most poignant texts in the whole New Testament. Ephesians chapter 3, Paul is writing his letter to the church at Ephesus, and at the end of chapter 3, he offers up a prayer for the Ephesians that is so touching. And you know, that prayer is not meant just for the Ephesians. It's meant for you and me as we trust and follow Jesus as well. But tonight I want to give you this theme: God desires to fill us with His fullness. God desires to fill us with His fullness. What does that mean? We've talked this week about how God nourishes us, and He nourishes our physical bodies. He's our creator, and He knows what we need to be sustained through life's journey. But He also nourishes our souls, that our souls can become hungry at times. And there's no better nourishment for our souls than God Himself. God desires that we would be filled to the full measure of His fullness. And so listen to the heart of the Apostle Paul as he writes this prayer for the Ephesians and for you as he's carried along by the Holy Spirit. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 14. For this reason, Paul writes, I bow my knees before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth is named, that according to the riches of His glory, He may grant you to be strengthened with power through His Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may have strength to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and length and height and depth, and to know the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Isn't that beautiful? That God would so fill us that we would have an overwhelming understanding of just how much He loves us, just how great His plans are for us. Our God is good, and He is good to us. We've given Him every reason not to be good to us. I mean, I know in my life I've done everything that ought to have turned God away from me. And yet God in His grace and God in His mercy has looked at people even like you and me, and He has loved us, and He desires to be in relationship with us, to fill us with all of His fullness, that we, being rooted and grounded in love, would have some sense of how very deep His love is for us. The song that you just heard Garrett sing is called Forever Rain. It was written by Jason Ingram and Reuben Morgan. And a man named Kevin Davis interviewed Reuben Morgan. And this is what Reuben said about the song. He said, the message of the song is very confessional. Throughout the song, we declare who God is, saying things like, you are good, you are love, you are light, you are hope, you are peace, you are joy, you are life. He said, at the same time, we combine that message of who God is with our response. You are good when there's nothing good in me. He said, I hope the song enlarges God in our view of Him. We need to know that God is not diminished by our circumstances, doubts, or response. I'll never forget sitting and eating breakfast with a man named Peter Bartuska, who was the pastor of the church that I attended in college. And he was the first pastor that I ever shared that I felt like God was calling me into the ministry. And so he was kind of mentoring me in these first steps of what it means to enter into the pastoral ministry. And he told me this, and I've never forgotten it. He said, Jeff, your job every time you speak about God is to ensure that people leave that experience knowing that God is bigger than they thought He was when they walked in the door. And that's the truth. Every time we come to God's Word in the presence of God's Spirit, He shows us that He's bigger and better than we thought He was when we first walked in. And that's exactly what the songwriters are doing. They want us to see that against our struggles, God is faithful, and God is true, and God is good, and God is with us. And so here again these words, penned by Jason Ingram and Reuben Morgan. You are good. You are good when there's nothing good in me. You are love. You are love on display for all to see. You are light. You are light when the darkness closes in. You are hope. You are hope. You have covered all my sin. You are peace. You are peace when my fear is crippling. You are true. You are true even in my wandering. You are joy. You are joy. You're the reason that I sing. You are life. You are life. In you, death has lost its sting. And oh, I'm running to your arms. I'm running to your arms. The riches of your love will always be enough. Nothing compares to your embrace. Light of the world, forever reign. You are more. You are more than my words will ever say. You are Lord. You are Lord. All creation will proclaim. You are here. You are here. In your presence, I'm made whole. You are God. You are God. Of all else, I'm letting go. And again, they say that they're running to his arms. Can I tell you that the greatest gift that God gives us to nourish us is the gift of himself? And he opens his arms to receive us in Jesus Christ our Lord. And so you and I have the ability, no matter what life circumstances may be in our moment right now, to run to his arms and to find rest in him. That's what the songwriters were trying to communicate. And that's the cry of our souls. Our hungry souls desire and long to be filled with his fullness and to find rest and peace in him. And so tonight, I don't know why you've tuned into this special moment of worship, but you've tuned in. And I have a hunch that just like me, sometimes you're hungry to be filled with the fullness of God, to be reminded of his presence with you, to be reminded of his great, deep, and abiding love for you, and to find rest in him. So I want to invite you to run to his arms. If you've never received Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, make tonight the night that you say, Lord Jesus, I'm a sinner, but I believe you're the Savior. I turn away from my life of sin and I turn toward you. I trust you and I want to follow you. Jesus, come into my life. Forgive me of my sin. Lord, I give my life to you. Or maybe you gave your life to Jesus a long time ago, but the road has been dry and dusty and your soul is hungry. His arms are open. Run to him. Run to him and experience the riches of his love that will always be enough. Find rest in his arms today. Let's pray. Father, we love you and we thank you so much that you open your arms to us. We've given you every reason not to, and yet, nevertheless, you receive us, you cleanse us, you heal us, you renew us, you encourage us. You let us find rest in you, and Lord, we're so thankful for it. And so tonight, I pray for all of us that we would run to your arms yet again and that we would find our rest in you. For we ask it, trusting you in Jesus' name, amen.
And oh, I'm running to your arms, I'm running to your arms. The riches of your love will always be enough. Nothing compares to